This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, Earl, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us for hour number two right now is the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, getting back to the news that is news, Education Secretary Cardona said that there is no need for remote or hybrid learning.
Yeah, he's saying that there would be no need for hybrid or remote learning after kids are, get this, vaccinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're, you know, they're going for this idea that if they get all the kids vaccinated, then everybody could be together and this kind of thing. But I do think that you're going to find out that a lot of parents, and again, this isn't about the vaccine in and of itself, but I think that a lot of parents have gone out to get the vaccine, and other young people have gone out to get the vaccine. Senior citizens have gotten the vaccine. But for some reason, I think that a lot of parents and a lot of people in our society just want to make sure that before we start giving that to kids that are 5 to 11 years old, that we're absolutely certain about that. And so seeing that there may be some mandates coming our way, I think people are going to be thinking twice about it. Not to say that they're anti-vax, but they are wanting to make sure they understand what it means for a child to have that.
Now, you've heard me say time and time and time again that this program is not about me. It's about the message that we put out there.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
And I firmly believe that, and that's exactly the way that I do things. Now, that being said, let's just start with something else here for a second. That being said, there is a new message that's out there right now, and it's coming from, of all places, the state of Louisiana. You ready?
Yep.
If you have a pulse and a marginal desire for a better life, you know that President Biden is in trouble, and therefore America is in trouble. Measured any way you want, the debacle in Afghanistan, which has emboldened Russia and China and Iran, the unbridled inflation, gas prices, open borders, crime, a Justice Department that thinks parents are dangerous domestic terrorists, a Treasury Department that wants access to the checking account of every American who has a job. No wonder the American people are so angry. It's no wonder that so many Americans think that this administration doesn't care about them or their lives or their future. Now, I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. But my advice to the president is this. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
And your thought to that is?
Well, he put it pretty well, going down the list of all those things. And one of the most important things he said, Captain, was everybody can see that the president seems to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He's in trouble 6 ways from Sunday. It is apparent. And we'll say this, we're not happy to say it. We're not gloating. We're not trying to be mean-spirited. But as the senator was saying, any reasonable person, you know, with eyes can see this is what's happening. And where it's all going to end up, and what the next, you know, what do our friends and our foes alike really think about Joe Biden?
All right, well, we're running out of time. We only got about 30 seconds here, so caller, hang on. We'll get to you right after coming out of the break here. I want to mention real quick, Barack Obama mentioned the words "I and me" when he gave a speech at the climate change conference 56 times.
Only 56 times for Barack Obama? I guess so. Well, he loves to hear himself talk, I think.
And what did I just tell you a little while ago?
Well, it's never about me.
It's about the message. It's about we the people.
And yep. That's right. That's why this program continues to grow.
Correct. Unbelievable. 56 times, I and me. His name is a first person singular 56 times in a speech at the climate change conference.
And did he refer to Scotland as the Emerald Isle?
Yes, he did.
That's Ireland.
They darn right it's Ireland. And they're damn mad.
They are mad. But, you know, I can't imagine, Captain, people are, and some of the media circles are saying, quick, we got to change all the history books because Obama said it.
All right, hold that thought. Hang on. We're going to break, folks. When we come back, we got a caller on the line. We'll get to the caller. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way. It's a Wednesday morning here in Tampa Bay, Florida.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I do believe we will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our good people, good friends over there at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and his assistant, Dawn, who I talked to 2 days ago. And you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, and just scroll down the page, see all the different things they have there. They've got prices there, and of course it'll say, with promo code, the price is so-and-so and such, and it'll tell you how much money you're saving and all that. And I'm not going to tell you all the different things that are there. You can go and look and see. Because when you go to the page that's off the website called Radio Listener Specials, which is going to be 24 or more items, you're going to see even more insanely low prices. And again, promo code is always Captain. Now, after you go to the website, some people say, well, I don't know. I don't want to do this online. I'm afraid of being hacked and all that. Okay, fine. Here's the phone number. Do it over the phone. Their number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. You will be able to talk to a live person and get your questions asked. So that's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. And remember, they've got plenty of stock for Christmas, plenty of stock for Christmas. 60 days to go. You can look at it, and if you don't like it, you can send it on back, no questions asked. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Check it out. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now we'll try this again. We're going to go to Todd in Tampa, 60 seconds. Here we go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell all we look at all of you politicians as traitors. You're all Benedict on. By the way, I'd be out there every day saying Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Okay, let me tell you, DeSantis, we're suing. We're not threatening you. We're telling you, DeSantis, we're suing every single senator and House member who voted for this $1.75 trillion boondoggle personally. Okay, because you've absconded your constitutional authority and you're wasting our money and you're borrowing it from the enemy China and paying exorbitant interest which we don't have and putting it and saddling it on the American. No, you're corrupt. When you go and do something that's unconstitutional against the will of the American people, we're suing you personally and we're stopping it because we're not paying for that crap, okay? Just because you're selling us out and you're selling the country out and you've got what you wanted, we're not putting up with that crap. We're here in Florida, we're not putting up with that. You understand me, DeSantis? And Trump, you better get on top. We have to have our own legal team, okay, because we have to go after these clowns because that's the only thing they understand, okay? Because we're not paying for that, okay? They don't know anything about construction. That's the other thing, okay? And let me say something else. You guys are a client. You should go home. All the Republicans should go home and say, this president is a disgrace and a disaster, and we can't give him a dollar because he's totally incompetent, okay? Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And by the way, the January 6th nonsense, I've been to 9 Trump rallies, okay? The FBI, well, I want all those people, the people that walked up the steps, were not Trump supporters. They were Jesse Smollett, stand-in Antifa Black Lives Matter. So all this shenanigans, don't give me that crap. Trump has had 100 rallies and never had a problem. And then on January 6th, though, you infiltrated, the cops shot Abby, the girl over there, and along with Alec Baldwin, is guilty of murder in the first degree. Stand up for our cops, stand up for our Lord and Savior, and stand up for our country. In Jesus' name, let's get to work, please.
All right, Todd in Tampa. And Kyle, I've got a question here from Lee in Tampa. Just sent him a question here on the website. He says, hello, Captain. Ask the professor of politics if he thinks our allies see a failing political, sociological, economic America because of the type of leaders we have.
Well, that's a great question, Lee. I think they look upon what's happening in the United States and they see the division that's being stirred up. In many ways, it's artificial. And what's happened is I think you have these political leaders and political players, maybe that's a better term, that realize that if they can create racial disharmony, if they can make sure that people are mad about everything or they don't want to go to work anymore because they're going to get a good check from the government or whatever else is that they're getting disgruntled about that's being stoked. Yes, I think that people in other countries, leaders in other countries, look in and say, okay, America seems to be declining. But I don't want that to be the case because, like President Reagan, I always think the best days of America are ahead. But right now it's under a great deal of attack and pressure, even from within. Just as Lincoln said that, you know, nobody's going to be able to take us from the outside. It's going to come basically from the inside, just paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, so because all this is going on for political gain only, it's time to do the old-fashioned thing. Throw the bums out and elect new people that actually are going to get things done that we need to get done and stop all this nonsense.
Now, we're going to talk about Adam Schiff and what happened to him yesterday, but I'm going to do that after we take this next caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. It's Kevin. I'm near Valdosta, Georgia. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Good. Just woke up. Question. I was, my better half is in the medical field, has been for 25, 30 years. She's not a nurse, but she's very involved.
Mm-hmm.
We have done a lot of research. She has and showed me some research papers and some videos on the new pill from Pfizer and Merck, which is basically ivermectin, just to say it in layman's terms.
Yeah.
And they're saying that it's up to 80% blocking inhibitor, which is the most successful of any treatment to the virus. Now, they wanted to use it like Trump did and some others, and it was successful. And then, of course, this administration block it for a long time because they wanted not to use that cheaper drug.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted all these Pfizer, Fauci, and all these other people to make money on these other shots. But they're saying this pill is going to be the best answer versus the shot. So if it's that much better than the shot, why do we even need the shot or a mandate if we have something that as soon as you have any sign of, you know, illness with the COVID,
right,
you can basically take this pill. And knowing they knew all this from the get-go, they really should be charged with murder, in my opinion, because they prevented people from getting access to these type of other medications and started forcing this other shot garbage on people. I don't care if somebody gets a shot or not. I had COVID in early 20,
mm-hmm.
and 15, 16 months later, I still have strong antibodies, so they can take the shot, and they can take my shot for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that with these better options of the pill, and they knew it, and they're preventing it by making money on these shots and these boosters and giving these kids that don't need it, when all we have to do is take a pill,
mm-hmm.
they should be highly responsible. And they did this worldwide because of the CDC and everything. They are responsible for these deaths.
All right, let me take a look at that with Kyle, and thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, I'll send a couple of videos that talk about the breakdown of it, and I'll send them to your page.
Thank you. Okay, very good. And by the way, Kyle, I understand exactly what he's talking about, because the pill was highly publicized, and suddenly it was like it just came out this week. Have you been watching this stuff on the internet?
Well, right, and you know, some of the things that Kevin was talking about, you know the idea of having immunity versus getting vaccinated, but also then being treated. And what's happened, Captain, is, you know, we haven't, as especially now that the Biden administration is in, they are not looking at this whole problem as how do we solve problems at different stages? How do we treat people in different ways that need different, some kind of different focus on how to get them better or to protect them? Or have they already had it? Instead, it's a one-size-fits-all. It has only to do with compliance and saying, here's what the government is saying you need to do. But yet they are ignoring all of the legitimate scientific and medical questions as to what does it mean to have antibodies? What is the longevity of antibodies? Should you get a shot, a vaccine, if you in fact already have antibodies? You know, these are normal scientific questions, but they have been squelched and put down, and for what reason we don't know, but they're not doing science.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, they're acting like as if this pill just came out in the last week or two. That's the way the press has been handling it right now, because they've been sitting on this, too. It's a combination effort as to nobody wanted you to know about any of this, but it's all coming out right now. So, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASA announcing it's taking a small step back on the next moon mission. The goal was to land two astronauts on the lunar surface by 2024, but the agency early today announced it needs another year. It blames budgets, technical issues, the pandemic, and a delay in building the spacecraft that's supposed to carry the crew. Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. Investors have been awaiting the release of the latest inflation report from the feds. Yesterday, all three major indexes closed down. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. By the way, I'm asked a lot when I get out and about Relief Factor. Does this really work? Are you just blowing smoke? Or do you really take the product? And they're amazed when I reach in either if I've got my little case with me or if I've got my car, I just reach in my car in the console and I pull out two or three packs and I said, yep, I do take it. Here it is right here, Relief Factor. And they look at it and they go, holy smokes, that stuff is what you take? I said, yep, it's what I take. But the most important part of it is, folks, is it works for me. And if you have arthritis pain, if you have rheumatoid arthritis or maybe you've got bursitis or something like that, or maybe you just got aches and pains from working out or something like that, and you can't seem to get rid of it, this product will help you. I'm telling you, it will help you. It worked for me almost immediately the same day that I took it. Now, I had to take it and get it in my system, so it involved taking it in the morning, which I do when I get out of bed, and getting it in my system, and then taking it again at night before I start my show around midnight, which I do. And that got it in my system. It got it to start to work. The pain that I was in went away. The swelling in my leg and ankle and whatnot were gone all at the same time. And it was like, holy smokes, you got to be kidding me. But it's because of the ingredients that are in it. the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. That helps the body's natural response to inflammation, and it also lowers or even eliminates pain altogether by going straight to the source of the pain. And you could have pain, let's say, in an elbow, pain in a wrist, and it's going to take care of both of it. Or in my case, sometimes I'll have my back will act up on me at the same time that my left leg and ankle is acting up on me. And everything will stop. It'll just feel good, and I'm that's it. I'm done. So I want you to, and by the way, it's 100% drug-free. That's a very important part, too. So I want you to go over and check out the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and take advantage of the 1995 Quick Start, because after all you have to lose is pain, and this stuff will work. It's that simple. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, Matthew McConaughey, we all know who he is, right?
Yep. Oh, the actor, of course.
He came out against vaccine mandates.
Yeah, very interesting. And, of course, you know, he's had some perhaps political aspirations of late. Don't know how far that's going yet. But I think he also is speaking out against mandating vaccines for his children as well, and presumably children in general. So this is a part of the conversation that people are going to be having, especially when it comes to their kids. And I think that we're going to see a lot more questions being asked, shall we say, because I don't think you're going to see a lot of people trying to jump on the bandwagon. Now, there'll be some who will, and they'll try to make it look like, okay, well, if you're not getting your kids vaccinated, that you're, you know, this or that. And I don't think a lot of parents necessarily are opposed to the idea, because, number one, you're going to send your kid to school, no matter where you are in the United States, you have to have several different vaccinations. But arguably, this vaccination is a little different because it's only been around for a very short time, and we don't really know exactly how children really will react. They've had some studies, but again, parents are understandably concerned.
Now, do you know who Dr. Oz is?
Yeah, Dr. Oz is the like daytime TV guy and so forth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a report out there that has a story on him joining the Pennsylvania Senate race as a Republican.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Because the current incumbent Republican senator is retiring.
Well, a lot of times, as a celebrity, but also as doctor, I mean, you might, I'm assuming he's a medical doctor, but being a celebrity sometimes brings with it, you get entree quickly to the political world, but very, very quickly, you can also spell doom if you're not really good at what you're doing once you get there. So we will see.
Now, there is a report that's been published about the Build Back Better program that Biden's trying to get put through, which would make the United States the most taxed country in the developed world.
Yes. Now, this is completely antithetical to everything, you know. The whole point, Captain, of what President Trump was trying to do, especially, you know, in terms of the economy, was to bring businesses back, bring the money back to the United States, and the only way to do that is to have favorable tax rates. Now, in many cases, you have companies that go overseas and have gone overseas, but now even the aristocracy, as it were, is trying to change all that by getting countries to agree to the global minimum tax, so it's harder to do that. So the money's going to go where it's not going to be taxed as much. And if you turn us into the most developed, the most taxed country in the developed world, it's going to go, and we're not going to be okay.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Scott in St. Pete. Good morning, Captain and Kyle.
Yes, sir. What's up?
You know, I'll tell you, we're so blessed to have a governor that's standing up for us on this vaccine issue.
You bet. You bet.
And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. You know, it's free will. It's interesting because state of Florida, home invasion carries up to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Armed home invasion can be a life sentence. And I look at it like, you want to come in my home, my body, and put a product that you created in the laboratory when I've got a great immune system, already fought the disease, and you're still demanding your product be placed inside my body. It's so wrong, you know, on so many levels. And I look at it as home invasion.
Well, that's a good way.
Just wondered your thoughts on it. That's all.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. We'll give them to you. I don't think that's a bad idea, Kyle.
Well, it's the concept. It's the principle of the thing. Certainly, for example, with the abortion argument, for decades it's been, you know, this is my body, you're not going to tell me what to do with my body. That's how that argument goes. And in this particular case, suddenly you hear a lot of people, a lot of silence, a lot of crickets on the idea that people should have control over their own bodies as to having a substance put into it. Now, the government will come along and they will say, but this is a public health problem, and try to use that as the backstop for what they want to do with these mandates. But what we're not seeing, though, is, I think, number one, the winning of the hearts and minds, but second of all, we're not seeing what an actual scientific approach to this would be. And sometimes it starts to become a broken record, but it is a broken record because the federal government and some many state governments, even city governments, look what's happening in San Francisco and so forth. It is a broken record because they aren't going to do the science. They don't want to hear about the science. And if you come and ask these questions, you're this or that, you're a domestic terrorist or you're a flat earther or some other thing like that, so that it never really gets discussed. Just do what we say.
Yeah, not as we do. And by the way, there was a picture of Nancy at some sort of party yesterday. All the little kids were wearing masks, but she wasn't.
She wasn't, and many others in attendance weren't either. And so. And I think it was the wedding for an heiress or
the billionaire.
Yeah, and guess what? Gavin Newsom showed up there. I think.
Yep, he did.
Governor Gavin Newsom, who was out on leave or something before Halloween.
Yeah, well, Nancy and he are related, so that's not a surprise.
Yes, exactly. But at least he was, you know, now we know the governor of California is up and ambulatory, so I guess that's good. You know, because there's a lot of speculation, and of course we don't want him to be sick or anything, but there's a lot of speculation that something else was going on.
Now, the oral arguments in the case over FBI surveillance has been given before the Supreme Court. Don't know where that's going to go, but they're going to be making a decision on that.
Exactly right. That's right. And, you know, one of the callers mentioned earlier, I think, about the looking at your bank accounts and stuff like that. Well, this whole concept is so important to Americans. In order to be surveilled, you have to have some kind of probable cause.
Right. Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is coming up. We're going to take a look at the weather and see what's going on. Things may have changed, and we'll let you know if they have and where they've changed at. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with a whole bunch more stuff.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Angie's closed is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You got no choice.
That's old ZZ Top from back in the day. You didn't have to love me like you did, and I thank you. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, the Sam and Dave song and ZZ putting their own stamp on it. And, I mean, they just really did a good job on that.
Absolutely. Okay, take it away with the weather out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, of course, we're still seeing some remnants of some of the rain up in Washington and Oregon. Richard the Marine chimed in earlier, said it finally stopped raining, but we are looking at some rain there in southern Oregon as you come up through Medford, just north of Medford on Interstate 5 up through Rosenberg, up towards Eugene. Looks like they got some light rain there going on right now. Up in Seattle, looks like there's still some rain in the Tacoma region as well. Now up in northern Idaho near Sandpoint and so forth, it looks like you're getting into some sleet in that area. This is going to be north of I-90, it looks like right now as you head towards Coeur d'Alene. And as we mentioned in hour number one, Snoqualmie Pass in Washington along I-90, you want to be careful there because it does say snow and slush on the roadway, and the weather is rain and mixing with snow right now. So be very careful and be sure that you have your chains with you as well. Also, let's see, down in Colorado near Grand Junction along I-70, we've got some rain going on there right now. Snow in the higher elevations and sleet as well, especially around Glenwood Springs and down south, a little south of there near Telluride. So you want to be careful out there tonight as we see these rain showers and so forth. And a big warm-up, by the way, coming to Southern California by the end of the week, 90 degrees, Captain, in November.
Well, that's good because it won't be over in the middle, upper Midwest, and down towards Arkansas, because you've got a line right now of fog and rain drizzle that started in Michigan. Detroit, you're getting rained on right now, drizzle it looks like, and fog down below it across the northern part, northern half of Indiana and the eastern third of Illinois. You definitely have fog out on the lake, on Lake Michigan tonight, not a very nice place to be. You've got some gale winds as well as some mixed precipitation on both Lake Superior and Lake Huron and in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And then down, of all places, in the middle of Arkansas, a big bank of pea soup fog down there, making life very miserable for anybody that's traveling across either I-30 or I-40 right at the present time right now. So be advised of that. Now, there is, some winds along the east side of Florida as we've got this system has just been kind of hanging there with the rip tide and the waves that are pounding the east side of the Florida. And then further up the line, if we go up into Rhode Island and some of Cape Cod, not all of it, some of Cape Cod, and then on up through Maine, you've got some pretty good-sized waves there tonight as well. And this system that's in the Midwest is going to move east, by the way. So today and tomorrow, whatever it is it's going to be, it's going to move to the east. And that could get interesting, especially in some of the higher areas, because they're talking about heavy rain. They're talking about snow. They're talking about winds. They're talking about all of the above as it moves over to the east from where it's at right now. And it will start moving today over to the east. All right, and Kyle, tell us about the pilot in Flying J.
All right, folks, out in the highways and byways across the land, be sure to stop into the Pilot and Flying J, Pilot or Flying J, I should say, in your travels. And when you stop in, be sure to join the Drivers Club. You're going to be able to get points for the food you buy, the fuel you buy, also the supplies that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J. Download the app as well to track your points so that you know what you want to spend your points on. You can spend it on anything except fuel. And as we're coming into the Christmas time, folks, you can get your own Road Warrior, a Pilot or Flying J gift card. They're available in all the different denominations or what have you, and you can get them on site, or you can go to pilotflyingj.com and order them online as well. So be sure to do that for your favorite Road Warrior.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And by the way, let me just real quick look over here and see what's going on with fuel. I think oil went up again yesterday. Let me look, make sure. Yep, it did. 84.15 on the West Texas crude, 84.78 on Brent crude. And right now we've got futures on oil back up to $96 a barrel. And wholesale price of gasoline is $2.38. Wholesale price of diesel, $2.51. So the prices aren't going to be coming down anytime soon, Kyle.
No, they won't. And we understand they'll be going up for quite some time and staying high. And here in California, Captain, as well, you know, in many cases, some places already $5 or more per gallon. I saw it for, what was it, $4.49 today in my local area.
Thank you, Joe Biden. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And we're going to go right from the frying pan into the fire. And here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, the website, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she writes over there, too. Well, I don't even know where to start. You just heard me talking about oil and the prices there, and goods and services are not going to go down anytime soon because of the high price of fuel.
Well, this kind of reminds me of several years ago when people were getting laid off and there was inflation because, you know, the banking system was collapsing. There's a quiet desperation that's happening in America, and this administration is ignoring all of it. They're making excuses and telling us that we don't understand what the supply chain is, and telling us that we had better buckle down because the price of fuel and home heating oil and whatnot is gonna rise. And too bad that your turkey's gonna cost twice what it did last year if you can find one at all. There's something that we've come to ignore that we know about, and that is domestic tranquility. I don't think we have any. You know, maybe 1 or 2% of the population is fine with the way things are or can deal with the way things are. But everybody else, even if they can just muddle the way through it every day, we still have this sense of worry and doom. We don't have a lot of domestic tranquility going on, whether it's in the schools, whether it's in the medical field, or criminals, or whatever.
Okay.
So,
all right, hold that thought. Yeah. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back after the top of the hour with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Plenty going on. Well, we've got lots to talk about, and we will talk about it. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.